I'd like to reconvene the May 2010 meeting of the Marine Resources Commission. Next item on the agenda is item number 7, public comments. This is an opportunity for those in the audience to speak on matters that are not on the agenda. Mr. James and Captain Bob.
Thank you, Mr. Bowman.
Always a pleasure, sir.
Mr. Chairman, members of the commission, my name is Ellis W. James, and I'm a resident lifelong in Norfolk. When I was here last, I called to your attention the tragedy that was unfolding in the Gulf. It has turned out to be more horrific than any of us could have imagined, although some of us had an inkling that it might potentially develop this way. The tragedy, of course, of the loss of 11 good workers is still foremost in my mind. But there is something occurring right now that I want to call to your attention so that you can keep your eye on the ball, as you usually do, and make sure that we don't get blindsided unnecessarily. For the uninitiated, forensic dispersants are what are being used in the Gulf to try to help deal with the oil spill. That toxic substance getting into the water column concerns me greatly. Now, most of us from this area traditionally think that we are protected by Cape Hatteras, and Cape Hatteras often steers the hurricanes off coast and pumps them to the east and bypasses us for the most part. But we're entering into hurricane season soon, and we also have occasionally some pretty nasty northeaster storms. Now, if the loop current, which is currently below the surface, clearly and obviously, according to all the reports I've been able to pull up, and I've listened to a great many interviews, and believe me, they are right on the money, I believe. If the loop current pulls around Florida and up into the Gulf Stream, it is perfectly possible that we will be the beneficiaries of some of that toxic disaster that's taking place in the Gulf. What does that mean for Virginia and its watermen and for our sports fishermen? It means trouble. This is a highly, highly toxic, no pun intended, situation, even for us here on the East Coast. And I hope that the Commission will make sure, and I'm sure that Dr. McConaughey will be in the forefront of at least paying attention to this. I hope that you will make sure that we don't get blindsided. I know that the good people on the Eastern Shore, Mr. Bowden, are quite concerned about this. As a matter of fact, at the MMS hearings that took place about 3 weeks ago, we had four representatives from the Eastern Shore who made presentations and public comments at the hearing, and they were right on the money. So I know that there is widespread concern, and it is especially devastating when you watch what we're watching and you hear about many of the watermen in Louisiana talking about the potential loss of their way of life. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Mr. James. Captain Bob Jensen. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon, Mr. Chairman and members of the board. I'm here because I have been validated. And I can still stand up with this heavy validation that they put on me. The thing is, you got your copy.
I did.
This is a published dissertation from which the fellow that spoke to you in January about about what we can do. Russell Burke, this is his dissertation. And there's some color pictures in here that are very, that lend very much to understanding what we have done in the Rappahannock River on the project for the Rappahannock Preservation Society, restoring oysters. And the experimental work that we began and is ongoing, and I am busy trying to round up the funding that will get us into the next level. And the next level is that we cast up 1,000 pieces. The diagram is in this book here. And by the way, Jack, you've got the disc, right?
Yes, sir.
So anybody that would want to, you could transfer the whole thing to them,
yes, sir,
by pushing a button.
One button.
That's a lot cheaper than me, Jared, than this thing. But anyway, I hope you will take an interest and look at what can be done and what the value of the work that has been completed on in the Rappahannock and is functioning, very low maintenance, and high output of oyster spawn. And that's what we need, is spawn, and more spawn, as much as we can get. Because the crabs love it, they eat it by the ton. And you can see them doing it on every piling in the area. So all I'm here to do here today is to say, by the way, I hand carried these to EPA, the guy that does the oysters,
uh-huh,
and NOAA.
Great.
I have agents working in the government that might end up getting some of the that big, if you hold your hat underneath that big funnel, maybe you'll get them, But we want to do this. We want to bring the oysters back big time, and it's possible to do it. And what we want to do is to augment what has already been done in the Rappahannock. And the Rappahannock is such a wonderful layout, as far as the way it's been divided for management and so on and so forth. But we need spawning units out there that are functioning, and we can do that. So as far as I'm concerned, everything is looking up. The Gulf has their own problems, and we may have part, like Mr. James said, we may have part of that toxic dispersant coming up our way along with the oil. But one thing certain, there's going to be a lot less oysters on the market this coming season than there was last season. And what does that mean? There's going to be pressure on our oysters. And if we can get going, we can make it pay. And my idea is that the oyster can pay for its own restoration if it's handled right.
Thank you, Captain Bob.
And I'm not asking you for a nickel yet, okay?
Yeah, I know it's coming, though.
Bye.
Have a good day. Anyone else, public comments?